the frogs at the beginning of More Weight. It turns out my parents live in, at the time they lived in, up in the mountains in Nevada County, California. It's a mountainous region, lots of trees, and they live out in the middle of nowhere. And they needed us to watch the house for a week. And so we were in the middle of making this album, and we were kind of, how the process goes is you write the music and then you put down kind of scratch tracks to get your ideas out, and then you develop it from there. And we were in the process of putting down the scratch tracks for the album. It was already written, we had already jammed it out, but we still needed to kind of put everything in order, figure out where, what songs were going to go where, and put the scratch track for the whole album down. And we did this that week at my mom's house, and as we were tracking the More Weight, you know, it's got this rhythm, da-da, 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 da-da. We listened through, and out the window, there's these frogs are doing the same exact beat. Cricket, squeak, 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 squeak. Ribbit, 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 right? And we're like, they're jamming along with us. This is so awesome. Open the window. And we open the window, and there they are. Burp, 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 burp. And it's just going at the same. And so we're like, record those frogs. They'll be the click track for our song. So we record the song, the frogs, and we lay it down. And then I made the drum beat to go right along with the frogs, right? And we just jammed with those frogs. Banner, 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 banner. Ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. Danner, 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 danner. Ribbit, ribbit. And we're just like, this is so awesome. Yeah. And you'll hear as the music fades out, you'll hear also some more frog sounds. You know, there's a real kind of ethereal ending where it just kind of where the ghosts of Gallows Hill are rising, and this is But the end of the whole album, Ghosts of Gallows Hill. Yeah, you'll hear some more frogs kind of coming in there.
Question about Stillness. At the end of Stillness, you use guitar effects that sound pure 70s. I don't know what effects you're using on the guitar, like chorus or it's not reverb or some kind of, it sounds like it could be from the 70s.
At the end of Stillness, there's a part in there where there's a guitar harmony. There's like a twin guitars. It's almost like an Allman Brothers sounding thing. Yeah, there's like a break, there's like a almost like a instrumental section where it features the guitar, and that's just a harmony guitar. It's a third up, you know, there's the riff, and then there's another guitar track that's got a harmony.
It's just two, that's why it's called the chorus.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah, and you'll hear that, like, you know, bands. Bands that used to do that a lot, like the Allman Brothers or Lynyrd Skynyrd, or anyway, that's we experimented a lot there at the very end. Kim, what we usually do is we'll track the album, we'll get the rhythm tracks really solid, so that, you know, the foundation of the music is there, and then I'll just let Kimberly improvise over the album after that. She'll just play whatever she wants, just improvise, and
so
we'll
you come up with, like, something about a friend.
Something about a dragon?
Yeah. No, a friend.
Oh, Be My Friend?
Yeah.
Be My Friend. Yeah. I love that.
That earworm was in my ear for freaking like 2 weeks.
I'm so sorry.
It's really infectious. I mean, in a good way. I'm saying in a good way.
Good old two chord songs.
Yeah, there's only two there's only two notes in that whole song.
That's just the repetition is what gets you.
Yeah.
That's highly repetitive.
As I heard it, I was going,
this is banjo, and then I'm listening to Witches, and I'm going, I'm hearing banjos again. So you were doing banjos in that, too, on some of the
Yeah, I played banjo on Witches, and Jason played mandolin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard the mandolin.
And then Damien was on violin. Mm-hmm.